got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess is back after 2 weeks off on holiday in Japan, so It's great to have you back, Jess.
Thanks, mate. My first overseas trip in, like, 6 years. Mm-hmm. Very, very different. Okay. A very different experience to the last time I traveled.
Sure.
It's kind of like reignited the travel bug in me. Like,
oh, the inner 22-year-old?
Yeah. Right. But it was very, like, you know, instead of staying in hostels, we stayed in, like, bougie hotels.
Right.
It was a very different traveling experience.
Yeah. It's called having a full-time job.
Yeah.
And it does help with those kind of things compared to the other times. So you were away for 2 weeks. I'll be honest. If you follow Jess on Instagram, you probably don't need to listen to what's about to happen.
I don't know
what happened. What happened?
I don't know what happens to me. It's like the minute I go into that, like, international departures lounge,
right?
I become an influencer. I'm like, people need to see this holiday,
and
I'm going to give it to them.
So I was with someone. I can't even remember who it was, and they were looking through, and they're like, "Oh, did you see all the photos that Jess posted?" And they were swiping through. I was like, "Yeah, it looks great." And then they went, Day one?
Yeah. We crammed a lot in. We only had 2 weeks. And Japan's a big country.
Yes. and I think on top of it, it was the multiple stories
a
day. So, like, if you worked for a company, like if you work for Commonwealth Bank's social media team, they'd be wrapped with the amount of engagement that you made.
Absolutely.
Give me your good, your bad, and your ugly. Like, that's all we can really do, because people are going to annoyed that you went on holiday and they didn't.
Good food in Japan. Right. Elite. Like, okay. The best I've ever had anywhere in the world. Like, we barely had a bad meal. It was incredible. We didn't eat a lot of sushi, but I did go to this one, like, sushi train place where, like, you order off of, like, an iPad and it just, like, it did, like, a little song and dance every time something arrived.
I'm pretty sure you can do that on Paco, but sure, if you want to fly 10 hours to the land of the rising sun.
I fed a lot of animals.
That's
good. They love animals over there.
There's a city with deer.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. Nara was incredible.
I've said the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I'm sorry.
And you're just doing many good. This is what I was hesitant to.
The bad.
And when I say ugly, I mean maybe, like, strange as
sure.
Well.
I ate some weird stuff.
The bad?
I mean, no, that was the ugly.
This is...
the so bad, it was 34 degrees and like 80% humidity, like every day. So, you know, you saw lots of stories of me doing things. Like in between that, you missed the parts where, like, I nearly fainted from the heat.
What I was intrigued in is, what can I imagine? So what's that very popular intersection in Tokyo?
Shibuya Crossing.
Okay. So what I saw is, like, obviously you've got your fiance Akshay to film you walking across things.
Mm-hmm.
How many recreations were on your social media of, like, all right, well, you've experienced it, and then you go, well, we'll go back to the start and you film it this time, Akshay.
Yeah.
And then you go over and then you do the walk and you do the...
It was too hot. It was only one walk. It was I was a one take wonder.
Right.
And Akshay kept going, do you want to check it to make sure it's okay? And I was like, nah,
and
that's it.
The most surprising thing about Japan? I know you've already told me this before the show.
We stayed in a lot of very heavy touristy areas. Like, I didn't go off the beaten track. I was like, what are the big touristy hotspots?
Yeah.
Let's go there. And there wasn't a lot of tourists.
I believe the words were, someone said, how was Japan? You said, very Japanese. Very Japanese.
Not in a bad way. It was great. I'm just saying, I was fully expecting, you know, you go over to Europe and places like that and there's a lot of people that speak English, right? You can get by.
Hmm.
Whereas in Japan, they speak Japanese. And you just...
In Japan?
You have to know. Google Translate was my best friend.
This is Western ignorance.
I know.
This is so
good. No, I felt disgusting. It was honestly, like, if after the first day, Akshay and I were trying, my fiance and I were trying so hard to, like, you know, fit in and, you know, be respectful. And I said to him, I was like, we're not even passing. Like, they know we're tourists. Like, we stick out so bad. We don't fit anywhere. Akshay's 6'3". He's hitting his head on everything.
That's his fault. That's not their fault.
We stood out. We were the Western people everywhere we went.
Well, I'm sorry your trip was so Japanese when you went to Japan. Sounds hideous. But we're glad to have you back. And I'm excited because I know over the next couple of days we're going to hear different areas that you got to experience.
I definitely embarrassed myself at least twice that I can recall.
Oh, great. That's 2 days of fun right there.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
There's been a question that's kind of gone viral over online the last kind of week or so.
Right.
And it's kind of been a trend, I guess, started on TikTok. It's kind of spilled over now.
So in 2 weeks, I'll get it on Instagram Reels.
You will.
Stunning.
You will, my friend.
Stunning. Will from the newsroom has stuck around.
I'm still here.
Yeah, because I need boys.
Lads
in particular.
A couple of manly men right in front of
the
you.
The men in front of me.
Two prime examples of manly
because
men.
Because while I was away, I saw this trend happening, and so I asked my fiance Akshay, this question that everyone's been asking the men in their life.
And you didn't back his judgment?
Well,
so now you're getting us to.
She wanted some real men.
Yeah.
Not that snowflake his you've got at home.
His answer concerned me.
Okay.
So the question everyone is asking their men in their life is, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Bruh. I have heard this.
This is what my fiance Akshay had to say.
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
I've always thought it was interesting. Like, hey, I'm a Roman dude. Let's march 15,000 kilometers that way, kill anyone, and take all their stuff. Why did they come up with that? And why I'm thinking like that is, what can we extrapolate from Roman life to our day-to-day lives?
Is this a daily occurrence or like a weekly thing?
Multiple times a week.
Multiple times a week?
Yeah.
Quick question.
Multiple times a week.
Did you have to do it at 6:05 a.m. by the sounds of it? First thing when he woke up.
It literally was at 6 a.m. We were just about to head out for the day.
Right.
How often are you guys thinking about the Roman Empire? Is this a thing?
Is this a thing?
Just one girl asked her boyfriend, how often are you thinking about the Roman Empire? And he said daily.
So
my fiance, multiple times a week.
Like maybe a week ago, my wife asked me this. So, and then that was the first time I'd thought about the Roman Empire in a long time.
Right.
Since I'd played Age of Empires on my computer. And then since she's asked me that, I haven't thought of it again. So it hasn't even inspired me to start thinking about the Roman Empire.
So you don't
this
think
is
about
the second time I've thought about the Roman Empire. And it's just because people
keep
asking.
Are you more manly
me.
Than Tim? Do you think about, have you ever thought about the Roman Empire?
I sometimes think about the Roman Empire.
All right, now it might pop off.
Up. It might pop up in like, I don't know, trivia. Or something, and I'm like, oh yeah, Caesar.
So, but
I think
why,
there was
how
more
is
to the Roman Empire than
how,
Caesar?
How is your fiance say someone who does think about the Roman Empire a lot more manly than someone that doesn't?
I don't think it's a more manly scale.
You know who
I
I'm
think
thinking
it's
of? Genghis Khan.
Okay.
Can we talk about Genghis Khan for a second? What a prick!
I think it's just that collectively, apparently, a lot of men are just out there thinking about the Roman Empire, and that's why I thought on 5223295. How often do you think about the Roman Empire? Is this like an actual thing?
So or just,
are you,
just are you any sitting, man listening.
Yeah. Look, are you sitting here thinking, oh, this is crazy? Like what Tim, you know, Tim has thought about the Roman Empire twice. Apparently,
I'm such
in his
a pansy.
I was
oh
trying
God.
To bring something else to the table, but I'll be perfectly honest. I've zero. Just, I don't.
This and is hey, fragile masculinity.
Maybe yeah, the rest fine. Of these calls will be people saying they absolutely don't think about
right.
the Roman Empire.
All we need is one man to call up. Even if you haven't thought about the Roman Empire, just tell us, did you or did you not constantly think of the Roman
Maybe
Empire?
Maybe my fiance is just the weird one.
Daniel from Werribee has given us a call. Now, Daniel, do you identify as a man?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good. This is what Jess is after. Because
yes.
apparently myself and Will from the newsroom are not men enough for her.
They said that they don't think about the Roman Empire. Daniel, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Never.
Yeah.
Last time I thought about it was probably when I watched like 300 or something a few months ago.
Jared, right. I've seen Jared Butler in movies, and I still don't think about him in 300 during the Roman Empire times.
Yeah, look, it's not a specific one that comes up that you go, oh yeah, just actually, yeah, you know, like.
Jess, I barely think of work every day, and I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm physically in the building.
I thought I'd throw the theory out there. It seems like a lot of men are obsessed with the Roman Empire. The three specific ones I've found tonight clearly aren't.
Daniel, what is your Roman Empire then? Like, what's something obscure that you think about a lot?
Probably my cars would be the biggest thing.
Yeah. See, I'm more likely to think about a Monaro than Julius Caesar any
really?
Day of the week. Yeah, because one's applicable to my life because it makes me fully sick and the other one did a whole bunch of bad stuff a long time ago.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And this is going to be bizarre, but through no fault of my own and no intention, I was an accidental hero a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
So, like, when I say
are you going to rip your jumper off now and you've got, like, a T for Tim on your chest?
God, I'm nowhere near body confident enough for that. But in theory, in another multiverse where I'm shredded, sure. So, I know you've been away out of the country for the last 2 weeks. So, about a week and a half ago on a Friday, Jess, there were, like, serious, like, wind warnings, weather warnings across the state. And Geelong got hit hard.
I was going to say, is that why I got a message saying my power was out?
Yes.
Excellent.
Good on your power core. And so, like, I was in Armstrong Creek and the tarps over the car park, they ripped up. There were traffic lights out. It was very, very windy. And so my wife dropped me off for work and I was walking along Moorabool Street and this guy was running towards me. And I saw, because it was so windy, the wind had knocked off a pair of his glasses onto the ground. So he's, like, running towards me, right? And I'm going, oh, mate, your sunglasses, they've just fallen off your head. Like, the wind's just knocked them off. And he's not paying attention to me. Right. And he's still running towards me. So I was like, mate, stop. Your sunglasses. And he's like right in front of me. He's carrying all this stuff. And he's like, he's very confused. I'm like, they're just over there. And I realized, and I was confused anyway, because he already had sunglasses on his face. So I was like, it was the second sunnies have fallen off. Oh. And he's got all this stuff. And he's like, and he's not really saying anything. And he just drops all the things that he has. And he just runs past. I was like, I was like, your sunnies, mate. What are you talking? Go back and get your sunnies. And then, so I'm standing there very confused. And then a security guard runs around the corner. And he's picking up all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, sorry, this bloke just shoplifted a whole bunch of stuff from the shops.
Oh my God, Tim.
And the sunglasses that I was trying to get his attention to, they were stolen. And there was a whole bunch of boxes of some other stuff. I was kind of just very confused what was happening.
Guy's made a choice because he's gone, this guy's stopping me. Security is about to turn that corner. Do I keep running or do I just drop this?
This guy who's yelling at me about sunglasses. And so in one hand, from what I can understand, I was trying to aid the criminal by going, hey, man, those sunglasses. You just stole them. You just dropped them. Obviously, I didn't know that he'd stolen them.
Let me help you out with those.
And then, yeah. And then the security guard's like, oh, thanks, mate. And I was like, for what? This guy dropped his sunnies.
So, like, when is your medal presentation ceremony?
That's what I want to know. It was a very strange morning.
Is it with the mayor or is the premier coming?
Maybe we should get Trent Sullivan on the show and see if it is medal worthy. Even though, can you be a hero if you had no idea that you accidentally stopped someone from shoplifting?
Did anyone else stop them?
No.
Then you are a hero, my friend. And I think we need to get a medal organised. Or at the very least, a very cheap laminated certificate.
I'll take both. I'll take either. So, yeah, I'm thinking about quitting and joining the police force because what an accidental thrill that I felt.
It sounds very similar to the police force. I think you'll fit in well. Listen in the way home.
Listen in the sun. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
It's been a while since you and I have been on the old dating apps.
Right, yeah.
But it seems like a lot of people are meeting their partners now online. Okay. A lot more than, you know, previously.
Oh, it's like 60 or 70%. It's ridiculously high. It's great.
Well, you've got all the different apps, Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, all of them, right?
What's the one where you can leave either an audio clip and it's like, g'day, I'm Kevin. Mm-hmm. I really like farming and I'll make you E-W-E, like sheep, you love me.
God, you were just so good at the flirting. No wonder you got your wife.
Yep. It's that simple, kids, if you're listening.
I'm glad you asked because Hinge is the one I want to talk about.
Okay.
There is a girl going viral on TikTok at the moment because she has self-proclaimed that she is looking for a husband.
Nice.
And she is going to sing each man that she matches with on Hinge a song until she finds the one.
It's a lot. That is a lot. It's a good way to get some attention.
She's been waiting for these guys to react to her profile.
Yeah.
And then her first move is to send them a little musical number.
Lovely.
So we'll start off with Shane.
Okay.
So far, I haven't seen her have any success with any of these. But she was very interested in Shane, and he kind of initiated things, starting off with commenting on one of her photos.
Hinge isn't the best place to find a lover, but I'm still giving it a try. So I'm gonna be honest with you, Shane, and tell you what I'm looking for in a guy. You come over and start up a conversation with emojis, the ones with the heart eyes. Just be careful, boy, cause I'm a girl with a plan which might catch you by surprise. Boy, I'm looking for true love. To be more specific, I'm looking for my husband. Oh. Do you think that you're him? Would you fill up my wine glass to the rim? If you answered that question with yes, that's acceptable, cause I wouldn't want any less. Oh. Anyways, enough about wine. How about we meet and see if it's a good time? But only if you're serious, and only if you can pass my test. Cause emojis just aren't enough. We're starting off kind of rough. Here's your chance to try again and redeem yourself, my friend. If you want to retry that opening line, and if not, well then I'm fine.
I love that it's very clearly her 2007 Bose speaker in the background that she's just buying it off.
Isn't it just, like, imagine as a bloke receiving that kind of a message.
It's a lot.
Would it freak you out a little bit that she's so openly talking about wanting a husband?
I'm more pissed off at the production value of that. I'd get someone to mix it for you.
The next one was a bloke named Stephen or Stefan. She's not sure.
Okay.
And so she asked him in song.
I got a message from Stephen today, and I'm a little confused, I must say, because his name is spelt with an F. Is it Stephen or Stefan? This is making me stress. I guess you learn something new every day, so I'm looking forward to what you have to say. Anyway, enough about your name. My name's Sabs, and I'll just call you babe. Oh, oh, I love this app, but you should know. Oh, I don't want any crap I'm looking for. Oh, my future hot husband.
I get with the husband.
Any judgment, Stephen or Stefan? Are you my future man?
Now, he ended up responding, but he was just like, haha, that was great. And she was like, but is your name Stephen or Stefan?
This is,
someone answer me.
This is getting hard to listen to. This is getting hard to listen to.
You're feeling like you are not reacting the way I thought you would. I thought you'd be into a girl
this
like
this. Ultimate. Is this cringeworthy?
Is this too cringe?
This is a bit.
What do you mean?
Oh, the last 2 minutes haven't. You're like, yeah, nice. That's a normal, sane thing to do.
I wish I had thought of this. Right. Maybe I would have found my husband earlier. Finally, I want you to hear her message to Riley, Tim.
Holy crap, Riley. Yes, we went to the same elementary school. We were neighbors. How could I ever forget you, my ex-neighbor? It's kind of crazy we meet again all these years later. Is God trying to give me a sign? Maybe you are the one I should be with for the rest of my life.
I know you've been away from reality for a couple of weeks on holiday, but this is all over the place.
I admire Sabrina. She is doing God's work, right. Tim. And I hope she finds her future husband.
Yeah, and hopefully he's a therapist because she has some stuff she needs to work through.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
We've talked a lot about my Japan trip today. There's one moment that happened to me at Disney Sea. So there's two parks in Tokyo. There's Disneyland, Disney Sea.
Right.
Disneyland's kind of more like the original kind of all the same kind of rides from America.
Right.
And then Disney Sea is like Tokyo's version. They've got like really big rides.
So it's not anything. So like sea, like aquarium, ocean sea.
Yeah, there is. So there was like an under the sea section that was like Little Mermaid and Finding Nemo kind of themed, and then you know there's like a big volcano in the middle.
Sure.
It's like kind of just a bit of a different land, a bit of a different world. So I've done Disneyland. I said to my fiance Akshay, let's do Disney Sea. Apparently that's more for adults, right? There's bigger, kind of more scary rides,
less teacup rides.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Although I did go on a couple of those, but
hey, mate.
I want to talk about the roller coaster we went on. So there was a roller coaster from a movie I'd never heard of. And I wanted to go on it because it did a 360 loop.
And you've always wanted to do a 360 loop on a roller coaster?
I've never been on one. I've always been too scared to go on rides. But I don't know what it was about being in Japan with my fiance. I was like, I need to impress this boy.
Right.
So I was like, I want to go on the scary ride.
The guy that's already proposed to marry you. You're like, this will lock him down.
So we go to line up for the 360 roller coaster ride.
Sure.
The thing they don't tell you about rides in Japan is that they make them very small. The seats I'm talking about.
Sure.
it's something I found.
I was going to say the ride, like it's.
Yeah, no, the rides are big.
It's more for Hot Wheels. You know?
You do it with your finger.
Yeah, yeah.
The seats in the US are made for bigger bodies. I walked with my fiance Akshay, who's 6'3",
mm-hmm.
and I'm a bit of a bigger girl as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're wearing matching Timon and Pumbaa t-shirts.
Nice.
And the guy who was standing out the front of this line, as we're walking in, he went, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, stop, 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 stop." And I was like, "Oh, have we done something wrong? Are we not supposed to go in this entrance?
We're in the wrong line. Like, yeah. What's happening?"
And he said, and I'm not going to do the accent, but.
Oh, please, for the love of God, don't.
He said, "You are a big lady. Come with me." And I looked at Akshay and I was like, did that guy just call me fat? He was like, I think he might have. And he led us down this track behind the roller coaster in this like little cave area. And it was like.
And that's how I got mugged.
It was. I just followed this man because he was wearing a Disneyland outfit. And he had like set up a replica of the ride seat.
Right.
And he was like, you sit down. I need to see if you fit.
Right. Like normally you would see, like, if you're this short.
Yeah.
You need to be this tall enough to ride.
No, this was, you need to be this skinny to fit into the thing.
That's a harder sell for a sign.
Oh, Tim, I felt so embarrassed. And actually I could tell I was embarrassed.
So it took you to the cave of shame.
The cave of shame. And I'm sitting in this thing and he pulls down the overhead, like, lock mechanism.
Well, now, for people that obviously have never seen what you and I look like, your front bags are
my breasts.
Yes,
are larger than most. Correct. Yes.
So,
I think that's what might have given him the okay.
Right.
You are very big, lady. Yeah. So I sat down and it did fit me.
Oh, great!
And he got very excited by this, started clapping. And I was like, "Please don't applaud me for being fat."
This is the lowest moment of my life.
And then he was like, you, sir, sit.
Oh, no.
Pointed to Akshay. Akshay also fit into the
great.
Ride, which was great. And I was like, happy days. Can I please leave before I cry in the shame cave now? And he must have felt really bad because he goes, pull out your phone. And he gave us a couple of, like, jump ahead passes.
Right.
So that we didn't have to line up for other rides. But
I feel like that's probably a good offering to do.
After calling someone gigantic? Yeah. We went on the ride.
Yeah.
It was uncomfortable. When I say I fit, I just fit. Like, it smushed me in there, like, you know.
You also
those...
got to remember the thrill of a 12-year-old who is tall enough to ride a roller coaster. So that's, I know it's a different kind of thrill. It's like an anti-thrill.
Like, I've never had someone so politely just outrageously insult me to my face. It was an eye-opener.
Right.
So if you're going to go to Japan.
Right.
And you're a slightly bigger girl,
yep.
or boy, just be prepared. They may pull you into the shame cave.
Watch out for Ryoshi. He's brutal with his feedback.
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye! Goodbye! Tim and Jess.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.